St. Joseph resident Victor Lewis says yesterday's ruling is not about victory or defeat, but about justice. Prime Minister Mia Motley hails the Derek Smith School's decade anniversary, saying government looking to mirror their success. Barbados' post-COVID tourism earnings soars past $400 million, and a Barbados contingent arriving in St. Vincent less than a week before general elections is met with criticism in some quarters. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
The 48-page judgment handed down by High Court Justice Patrick Wells yesterday, returning the right of use and passage to residents of Bathsheba, St. Joseph, and wider Barbados, is being commended by various persons as a major victory for the island and a positive reflection on the judicial system. However, the man at the center of the dispute surrounding Tenby Foot Bridge, Victor Lewis, says it is not about victory or defeat, simply justice.
You're right about this, Dad. First I want to give God thanks, for the way he has led us as a people throughout the whole process. The people of Bathsheba, we are very happy with the outcome. It's not a defeat for the developer. It's only a matter of justice, prevailing. That's all.
Joseph resident Victor Lewis, also sharing views on the High Court decision, was a Democratic Labour Party candidate for St. Joseph, Randall Rouse.
The judgment that was given yesterday is a very, very fair one. It is one that I believe everybody in Barbados support, because that was a path that residents of the area always use. And to completely close it from their use, it would not be tolerated by anybody. And I'm very pleased that the judgment took the stance that it took. And the reading of the judgment really impressed me, because it shows that the judge really delved into the matter and made a very sound judgment.
That's a DLP candidate for St. Joseph, Randall Rouse. The Derek Smith School and Vocational Center is marking a major milestone, its 10th anniversary, celebrating a decade of transforming the lives of children and young adults with special needs in Barbados. The school, which opened its doors in Jackman's in St. Michael in 2015 through funding from the Sandy Lane Charitable Trust, has grown into one of the island's leading centers, according to the Prime Minister. During a ceremony to mark the anniversary, PM Mia Motley said the partnership and care shown by the trust across every aspect of the project echoes the legislative framework recently set in place by government to improve the lives of those living with disabilities.
Our government continues to provide this support with you, because we recognize that partnership is the bedrock. And I'm happy that the Ministry of Education provides an annual subvention of $2 million a year, which is a drop in the water as to what is needed to run this facility. But equally, that we also provide bursaries for persons so attending. But it isn't only here that we have been trying to make that difference. My Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs has done an extraordinary job working with Mr. Edmund Hinkson, who was Chair of the Disabilities Commission, and making real the policy, the programs that so many before us have only spoken of.
Prime Minister Mia Motley. This country's tourism sector has seen a significant increase in earnings last year, with the country raking in over $400 million in the post-COVID period. Minister of Tourism and International Transport Ian Gooden-Edgell made the announcement as he updated stakeholders in the state of the tourism industry at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Centre this morning.
We were able to increase tourism earnings in 2024 by $418.7 million compared to the same period last year. In other words, in 2023, the country earned $2.313.9 billion from tourism. In 2024, the country earned $2.732.6 billion from the tourism sector, $418.7 million more than it did in the previous year. And I believe that we are on track, based on what I'm seeing for even increased earnings this 2025.
He said his ministry will be aggressive in its airlift strategy to support the growing hotel stock, increasing revenue for the country.
We will continue to pursue our airlift strategy as I refer to phase two of that strategy. And that strategy is about generating even more connectivity to Barbados. And if we do so, and if we achieve it, then I think we'll be in a better place. Of course, if you have an additional 1,600 rooms at this point on the books, in the pipeline coming through by 2029, it therefore stands to say that this country will benefit from increased airlift, but also will benefit from throughput through all sectors. And I really want to say that we will do that.
Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Ian Gooden-Edgell, in the Lunchtime Edition. With less than a week to go before Vincentians take to the polls, as expected, things are getting heated between the ruling United Labour Party, ULP, and the opposition New Democratic Party, NDP. Both parties have accused each other of external political interference, with Prime Minister Ralph Gonzalez pointing to Trinidad's government as financiers of the opposition party. On the other side, the NDP's candidate, Dr. Kishore Shallow, who is also president of the Cricket West Indies, says the arrival of the Barbados Labour Party members yesterday was an intervention that points to the desperation of the ULP.
They decided to try and all out. Today, they brought in five people from Barbados. Five. We know who they are. We know why they are here. Right? We know who sent them to. They came just in red today. Talk about the airport, red. All civil servants of Barbados. You all hear me? They're going to try all kind of things in the next few days. All kind of things. But I want to tell them this, that we are praying people. I want to tell you that with everything we have done in this party, we have put God first. And because we have put God first, we know that we are going to be successful come November 27th.
That's Vincentian opposition candidate Dr. Kishore Shallow, who's also president of Cricket West Indies. Well, 25 outstanding individuals have been recognized with the Pride of Barbados Award for their service and contribution to the parish of St. Michael. Sophia Holder, Stefan Holder, Linda Celia Jones, Junior Jordan, Ronell King, Thelma Knight, Abdul Kothdewala, Mark Lord, Margaret Marshall, Robert Marshall, Ronaldo Mon, Michael Mears, David Miller, Vincent Miller, Elizabeth Millington, Mr. Samuel Murray, Gail Miller-Peters, Claire Phillips, Yvonne Patricia Phillips, Christopher Reese, Darlene Reese, Marcia Reese, Shamar Reese, Fabian Reese, and Eleanor Rice. Of course, they were all honored and recognized for their parish of St. Michael, and they had some fantastic things to say, especially one coming from Bikers, Black Bikers Club. That was Fabian Reeves, who was one of the awardees who spoke with us.
You can't put the two together, because just because a person is using a tool to operate a crane doesn't mean that is actually the agenda of the guys that are doing the same thing. So you got to just be very pointing fingers and saying the bikers, and that's the individuals who come in the act, right? Instead of targeting just the bikers. I basically try to train persons to, you know, be more responsible for the roads. I have a riding school, so I try to always promote that aspect of it. Rain helmets, rain protective gear, because anything can happen at any given time. And any day, the guys are responsible enough to know right from wrong and to do the right thing.
That's president of the Black Knights Bikers Club and Pride of Barbados awardee Fabian Reeves, who was awarded by the Barbados president today at State House. This, the Lunchtime Edition, with our top stories. St. Joseph resident Victor Lewis says yesterday's ruling is not about victory or defeat, but just about justice. Prime Minister Mia Motley hails the Derek Smith School's decade anniversary, saying government looking to mirror their success. Barbados' post-COVID tourism earnings soars past $400 million, and a Barbados contingent arriving in St. Vincent less than a week before the general elections is met with criticism in some quarters. This has been the Lunchtime Edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
And the Lunchtime Edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp, and also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.